We do quite a few things, and in your publication that Julie White got ready for you, it has a lot of our announcements. But one announcement that I wanted to highlight was our Bible studies that we have coming up. We try to design them with you in mind also. And so we do two Bible studies during the year. One is from our Digging Deeper series, and it's on the book of Revelation. So if you're a little afraid of the future, or if you are interested in learning how to study the Bible, come join us for that study. It's an in-depth one, so it takes a little outside work. We also have a life application Bible study that Kathy Yates and Kelly Dion are doing this year, and some of you have heard them speak here at Mom Life. And they, if you've ever taken the home management course that I have done here at church, from the book Becoming a Woman Who Pleases God, they're doing the companion book to that on designing a lifestyle that pleases God. So if you're interested in, it covers a lot of things, including that S word, submission and stewardship and things, but it also goes into the part of home management as far as wardrobes and putting your closets and your clothes together, and what it is to dress properly, design within your home. And if you don't know it, Kelly Dion is an interior designer, so she's going to be perfect for that because she goes into a lot of different color and things. They even talk about how to paint. The reason I never did that book, there's a section on sewing, and I don't sew, so I decided I would never do that book. I would rather cut your hair 1,000 times than sew. But I can sew a button. So anyway, those are coming up. We have a Thrive On in October. There's a women's conference in the spring. So we just have a lot of fun things going on that you can pick up on, and I think a lot of them are in the flyer, but if you don't see them, go to fbchurch.org, go click on women, and you can go there and find everything that's going on with women here at FBC. So what I've been asked to speak on is authentic chicks. And that's what we want to be, authentic chicks. This year, our theme word is authentic. So when you look down your schedule for the year, you'll see it's authentic and each subtitle that is there. So we have some great topics planned for you, some great panels, and I think you're really going to enjoy looking at each one of those subjects from that theme of authentic. In fact, in your books, and so don't, or in your bags, don't everyone grab them now, but you've got a planner that our wonderful Sarah Gilcher. Sarah, where are you? I'm looking out. Oh, there you are. You're too close to me. I'm sorry. Anyway, she has a business called Perennial Planner, and she graciously gave us services to put together a yearly planner for you so you can stay organized. And they're awesome. And on the front of it, it has our theme verse, which is, we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. It's from 2 Corinthians 4:7. And so we're looking at those authentic pots, those authentic jars of clay, and how we can be authentic. And in society around us, anything authentic usually has a distinguishing mark. In fact, I have here a piece of authentic Japanese pottery that a Christian potter from the island of Okinawa makes. Now, it has an very unusual heart pattern that he does on each piece in a very unusual blue color. And it authenticates it as a Masiato piece, which is very expensive. And I remember when he gave it to me, because a cup and saucer is like $350. So ask me if I babied this on the way here. And I haven't been as faithful to do what he wanted done with it, which is when he gave it to me, And you have to understand, in Japan, like, only, it's less than 1% of the population are Christians, and they're not allowed to have a lot of creativity. So to be a Christian potter, you know, who makes something creative is really rare there. Anyway, he makes them, but his big thing is, when he gave it to me, is you have to use it. You have to put things in it and use it. Even though it's delicate, it's fragile, he doesn't want it to just sit in this little cupboard like I've done, so hopefully he never finds out. But anyway, it's to be used and filled up with tasty tea or tasty treats. And there are many, many knockoffs of this. There's a lot of people around the world that try to duplicate it, and I love pottery, so I actually have pieces that I've laid up alongside of it thinking, oh, it's so close. But only this blue can be found on the island of Okinawa. It's made from some certain materials, and nobody has been able to really authentically duplicate his hearts the way he does them. And I'm sure it's just his stroke and everything. So this is the real deal. This is a real, authentic piece of Masayata pottery. But in our American culture, there's much talk about being real, right? Being authentic, about being real. That's a buzzword now. Individuality is promoted like crazy. And yet, people long for authentic relationships that have a purpose and a meaning. And I was talking with the gals in leadership, you know, what is it about being a friend? Right now, if you can say you have so many friends on on Facebook, you've got friends, right? I didn't know it. There's a limit to how many friends you can have. You can only have 2,000. That's it. I am so behind. But what we really long for is not that validation of how many friends that we have on Facebook, but we long to have relationships that validate that we belong, that we have meaning and purpose. God created a hole inside each one of us that can only be filled with him. And like this authentic cup that is best filled with tea or coffee, God has designed us to be filled with himself. And he does that through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And it is my prayer that in the course of this year, that each one of you will have an authentic relationship with God. And if you don't know what that means or you don't understand it, I really, really encourage you. We have mentor moms. You have a table leader. Come and talk to us, and we would be glad to help you understand how to have that relationship. It's only when we're filled with God that we can have relationships. I know this is probably not new news to many of you, and yet to some of it, maybe Facebook is never going to be your best friend. Those friends will probably never be your best friends. And so, as women, don't we all sort of long to have a best friend? Have you ever longed to just have a best friend? And some of you are sitting there and can say you have a best friend. But I think, really, if we're all honest, we want a best friend who's a close friend, who loves us when we're cranky, who loves us when we're crazy, who loves us even when we get things turned upside down. And I think the flip to that question is, how do we be a best friend? How do we be a close friend to somebody? Well, the first thing I need to tell you is, make Jesus your best friend. He is the only friend who will never fail you. Everybody else in this room, we're going to be a bad friend at some point. At some point, we're going to let you down or forget to call you or not be there for you when you need something. But Jesus will always be there for you, and you can get to know him more by reading your Bible. Second, the gals who've been in mom life for a while have heard me say this many times. to have a friend, be a friend. If you're sitting on the sidelines saying, I wish I had a best friend, but nobody has ever come up and knocked on your door and said, I would love to be your best friend, you need to realize you need to work at being a best friend. You need to be the one that goes to somebody's door and says, I want to be your friend today. I want to reach out to you. How can I help you? So it's kind of a risk, isn't it, to do that? Because what we all know is it won't be a perfect relationship. Whoever you reach out to, it may not be perfect. There's risks involved. And in their book, Relationships, A Mess Worth Making by Tim and Paul Tripp, they make this statement. We enter relationships for personal pleasure, self-actualization, and fun. We want low personal cost and high self-defined returns. And isn't that truth? Don't we kind of in our minds define what a best friend for us ought to be, do, and look like? And I think this is the issue that gets at the heart of some of our relationship problems. We were not created to use friendships for what they will do for me. You've heard me say this before too, right? It's not about me. Life is not about ourselves, and God didn't create us to live for ourselves. And so if you're trying to live for yourself and have it all be about you, you are going to find yourself frustrated and in some messy friendship relationships that don't work out because it doesn't work that way. This year, all the Mom Life Leadership is going through the book, Getting to the Heart of Friendship by Amy Baker. The reason the leadership is doing that is we want to learn how to be better friends. And in the book, she says this, it is impossible to have genuine, authentic friendships if what is stored in our heart is self-centered and self-absorbed. She goes on to say, it is always a sweet friendship when two reach out to each other to support and encourage each other, because the heart is to love the other, not just get what we want from the friendship. I think it's a book you'll enjoy. Proverbs 17:7 says, a friend loves at all time. So what do we sometimes do wrong in our friendships that messes things up? Get the book and read it. Amy covers 6 wrong types of friends in the book. And you can get it on Amazon. She covers the approval-oriented, the protection-oriented, the rightness-oriented, pleasure-oriented, and the prestige-oriented friend. And then each one of those chapters is countered with a chapter on maybe how to move from being a friend that clings to some of those concepts to changing and be a friend that will truly bless others around you. How to be a true friend. Now, this concept of changing is not a popular topic in our culture right now when it comes to being authentic or real. Authentic has a new meaning. I call it wallowing in the mud. And if you look around on what you are being fed about being authentic, you will find that you are being fed a lie. You are being told that you are supposed to spill your guts out, tell everybody about all the awful mess in your life, and then you're supposed to sit there and commiserate about it together. Boy, we're both so bad. We do this, but aren't we having a great time doing bad things together? And it is a lie that you will find satisfaction in that. Because what you're being told is to affirm each other that it's okay to be disorganized. It's okay to be fearful. It's okay to be bitter. It's okay to have self-pity. But then you're not really looking at how do we go beyond that. We're just okay being that way when these are all things that we don't have to have in our lives. Being real about how messed up we are has become sort of a little badge of honor right now. And all you have to do is look at the blogs on Facebook and the posts on Facebook and some of the other blogs that you can go to on the web to see that. You will see many, many pictures of moms sitting in their house with this total mess around them, and the kids are in chaos, and they're still in their pajamas at dinner time, and the mom hasn't combed her hair for months. And then they write about all the awful things that happen during the day and post like it's 10 o'clock in the morning and my kids are driving me crazy. Is it okay to have another glass of wine? You know, and validating, trying to get people to validate what they are doing. Being real about how messed up we are isn't where we want to stay. And in fact, there's funny articles written, I couldn't believe it when I got on to explore this, about the joy of messiness, or how okay it is to be angry at your kids. There are blog titles like Carry On Warrior, The Power of Embracing Your Messy, Beautiful Life. I've been trying to put those two together, Messy, Beautiful Life. Get Real by the Messy Heads. That's an actual blog name. Get Real by the Messy Heads. And the pictures, I'm just like, really? Okay. Another one, Stay Messy, How Not to Run from the Mess. So, and the whole blog is encouraging you to be satisfied with staying in that condition. It's coming from every angle. Now, don't think that I didn't ever have some messy bad days. I still have them. My kids can tell you. I don't hold everything together every day. And raising four boys, I had many of them. And I thought about this because I thought about wallowing in the mud. Well, when I was raising my boys, sometimes we wallowed in the toilet. I do not know what it is about boys and toilets, but they are very attracted to them. And it was like somebody was always trying to flush something down them that they shouldn't, and they were overflowing, and you were cleaning them up. And why was it? Maybe it was because I got distracted with a phone call or something, you know. If you didn't stay on those guys, they were always doing something in the toilet. And in fact, Tiffany and Alicia, they're married to two of my sons, and I remember one day when Tiffany's husband, John, I was trying to get him ready for the perfect Christmas picture, you know, that they were going to go sing at the Bible study I went to. And I was getting John ready, and Josh was about 19 months old, and I, you know, four boys, it's like just a bouncing ball, and the toilet's attraction, and I had just dressed Alicia's husband, Josh, and he looked so adorable, and all of a sudden he was gone, and I went to look for him, and he was standing in the toilet, shoes, sweater, matching sweater, everything. So that year, we do not have matching pictures. But I've had my days, but I want to tell you, my desire was never to write about those days. My desire was never to stay in those days. In fact, I kept looking for friends who had solutions that would help me rise above those situations, who would help me figure out how to keep my boys out of the toilet, you know? So I have wallowed in the mud, but my desire was never to stay there. And you are being told by society that it's a good thing to stay there. That is not what we want to do. Our society is promoting finding people who relate to our sinful and messy lives and then telling each other it's okay and posting it on Facebook like it's a badge of honor. Yes, it is true, as God tells us in Romans 3:23, that all of us have sinned. We all have messy lives. But the great news is that Christ died for our sin. He died for our messy lives. And he wants to restore us with a relationship with God and give us hope that there is a solution for our messy lives. Now, I want to clarify with that. Having a messy house is not a sin. Having things fall apart one day is not a sin. You're going to know what's at the heart of whether it's wrong or not. But I think when we look at our hearts, we have to ask ourselves some questions about why we're wanting to validate that and stay there. And I think the question that I have for you is, has authenticity trumped holiness? In our society, I think that's what we're seeing. Has authenticity trumped being holy, being the women that God wants us to be? One blog writer wrote, "Our notion of authenticity should not primarily be about affirming each other in our struggles. Patting each other on the back as we share about our sinful struggles while enjoying a second round of beers at the local pub for Bible study. Rather, authenticity comes when we collectively push each other by grace in the direction of Christ-likeness. We are to put off sinful lifestyles and live a life that honors God." So has authenticity trumped being holy, being the women we are to be? There is grace from God for our bad days. It is not a license, though, to sin and wallow in it, that sin with our friends. Receiving grace from my failures also includes Christ's help to turn from those wrong ways of living. God tells us in the Bible our goal is to be like Jesus and not wallow in the mud. A real authentic friend is one who is going to reach out, grab your hand, and say, "We don't have to stay here," and help pick you up out of the mud. A real authentic friend is going to say, "Hey, let's clean up and see what God has for solutions to the messy situations that we're in right now." A real friend is going to tell you that they love you and they want to walk through life figuring some of these things out and how to change and how to go a different direction. That is an authentic friend. We want to be women, moms, wives, and sisters that God created us to be. So I want to ask you, what kind of friend are you? Think about what you're posting on Facebook. Think about the conversations that you're having with your friends. Are you the friend that's encouraging someone next to you to kind of stay in the muck, in the mud? Are you the friend that's looking to what God's word says and the solutions he has, and saying, "Come on, we don't have to stay here. We can go this direction"? One that wants to have a real authentic relationship and say, "Yeah, I've struggled with those things. I still struggle with those things. Yeah, that's a problem for me." We want to be real. We want to be authentic about where we are. We don't want to be pretenders. But we also want to say, "I don't have to stay here," and there's solutions, and let's encourage each other to go a different direction. We want to have real, authentic relationships at Mom Life this year. We want you to have good discussion at your tables. We want you to share some of the struggles that are going on as a mom. This is a safe place to do that. But I hope you also know that in Mom Life this year, our goal is that you will each reach out to each other, help each other, look at God's solutions for the situations in your lives. It's why we have 8 more topics planned this year for you to bring some counter thinking to what the world is saying about authentic in these areas, to grasp onto and help each other say, we're going to go in this direction. Our goal at Mom Life is to help each one of you become a better mom, a better wife, a better friend, a better sister. We don't want you to have to stay wallowing in the mud. And we want to do it. We want you to be authentic for the glory of God. Not just so that you can say, hey, I'm authentic, I'm real. But He gives us the purpose and the reason for being authentic. And so I hope this year you'll have just some sweet discussions about what's going on. You're going to get some time to do that now. And really be honest about what's going on. If you have just like a really major deep problem that maybe is bigger than would be appropriate to share at the table, know that's why we have the mentor moms here. Know that's why you have your discussion leader's number. These are people you can call and say, I have a real difficult situation that I don't feel comfortable sharing here that I would like help with because I don't want to stay stuck in this type of situation. Be authentic, but do it with the goal of not, as I would say maybe with the talk, staying in the toilet. Don't keep gravitating towards there. Head towards being the women that He wants you to be. So let me just pray for you now. Heavenly Father, as we come before You, we have so many, I think of these young women here in the room, and they have so many messages being fed into their lives, encouraging them to wallow in areas of struggle, whether it is being keepers of their home, or whether it is fears or anxiety over things that maybe they can't even have control over or change. Maybe they just have some messy friendships that they got into, maybe not even of their own doing, and they want to know how to be a better friend, Father. Thank You that we just don't have to stay in that muck. Thank You that we don't have to stay in the muck of bad marriages or pornography or many of the things that the world is throwing our way, but that we can find help from Your word to get out. And so we want to be women that change. I ask for each woman here, Father, that they would have a heart to change and to become more like You. For the woman who's come today and she doesn't know You, would she reach out? Would she be honest and authentic and say, I don't know, God, but I'd like to change in that area. Help me. We thank You, Heavenly Father, that You are our source of help and that we can trust You to put the right people around us to help us. May it be a year that honors and glorifies You. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a fun discussion.